This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 7:19 in the morning, Wednesday the 18th of November. And in about half an hour, we're speaking with economist Professor Jeffrey Williams at Help University on the implications of the new EPF withdrawal scheme, ICENAR. But in the meantime, we're talking about some changes over in here in KL, because in an effort to help hawkers and petty traders that have seen their income streams dry up, the Federal Territories Minister has declared Kuala Lumpur, Putrajaya and Labuan as free trade areas for a period of 5 months.
The FT Minister Tan Sri Anwar Musa announced last week that beginning 15 November, anybody who wants to conduct small-time businesses can do so from any location. So basically in Taman Tun, I could just set up a stall, I guess. but this is provided they apply for a temporary business permit through DBKL. And this license is subject to certain restrictions, but notably, it is free of charge.
Yeah, and traders do not have to pay the usual fees associated with getting permits. And, you know, last week, our colleagues over at Evening Edition asked a poll about this and whether this is an effective way to help Malaysians who had been hit hard this year. 55% said yes, it was a good opportunity. Respondents with the poll, 10% said no, better to sell online. 35% said no, hygiene SOP over SOP concerns. I guess all overall, when we take this into consideration, how different we're going to get more views about how different stakeholders have reacted to this initiative.
Yeah, so that was a poll from last night's Evening Edition show, not last week. But of course, for some thoughts this morning, we are speaking with Nick Nazmi, Nick Ahmad, MP for Setia Wangsa. Good morning, Nazmi. Thanks for joining us. So does the KL Free Trade Area provide relief for petty traders in your constituency? I mean, give us a sense of what the reaction has been and what your thoughts are as well on the initiative.
Yeah, specifically, if you're talking about Setia Wangsa, you know, when you mention Setia Wangsa, you think of Bukit Setia Wangsa or Taman Setia Wangsa, which are relatively affluent or upper middle class areas. But the constituency also contains four PPR areas and a few public housing areas. And for many of this community, this initiative is something that, you know, something that I think, in a sense, is positive in general, because they form the bulk of the petty traders.
Well, so there are some existing petty traders, and now DBKL is making it easy for more petty traders to emerge. So wouldn't this provide competition for your existing traders then? Why should they be happy about this ruling?
But I think that's been happening since, you know, some of them have been operating illegally anyway. I mean, that's a real fact that is happening. Some has been there before COVID, but much more has mushroomed after COVID. But I think that the issue is, yes, I mean, I think competition is one. But I think the more important issues are, you know, the issue of where it is located. There have been areas where the stalls are just being too many stalls are there, creating congestion problems, hygiene problems. There's also the problem of the fact that the minister has said that the one that will give feedback to DBKL is the Majlis Perwakilan Penduduk, which is basically political appointees by the government, the current government, and you know, all the KL MPs are all opposition, 100%. So that creates a disconnect, and we are actually elected by the people, and we cannot, you know, we haven't been able to meet the minister since he was appointed.
So I guess with that last sentence you said there, YB, that you have had no engagement with the government or other stakeholders leading up to this announcement?
No. I mean, it caught us by surprise. You know, we have been calling the minister to meet collectively, as we did regularly with the former minister, YB Khalid Samad. And I think, I've spoken to DBKL officials who are also, you know, they feel the pressure because they have to deal with residents who complain to them. And yet, in the moment the minister made the announcement, it makes it difficult for them to regulate stalls and hawkers in Kuala Lumpur.
But overall, from what you've heard on the ground in your own constituency, it's been positive in general. I think that's what you said earlier. Has that been the general case?
Well, yeah, positive from the sense of those who those who are operating the stalls. But there are concerns. There are the challenge has always been enforcement. For it to be properly transparent and fair. There's been concerns from people who are renting shops. If it's too much, if there's no regulation whatsoever, it can actually kill off those who are operating from shops. And there's concerns from residents who are not happy with, who really hope that DBKL can be really strict with enforcing hygiene and other aspects to make sure that it's not too congested.
And while we have you on the line as well, Nazmi, I mean, how do your constituents view Budget 2021? Are they satisfied with the aid given in the budget?
I think the general sense is that, the Budget 2021, they are trying to do certain things that's good for the public. But I think that, it doesn't seem to meet the challenge of the extraordinary circumstances that we are in. So it tries, to do little things here and there, but the basic thrust to secure jobs, to invest more in healthcare and education so that we can recover better for the future. I mean, I don't see that happening. And many people are complaining. I mean, I spoke to former pilots. I spoke to even, I met a tailor yesterday. I met, my constituents who are, as you said, hawkers and petty traders. There is that general sense that people are struggling, month to month. And, the businesses are collapsing. People do not have money to spend. So the only actor that should play a role, can play a role in these circumstances is the government to provide cash flow in the economy.
Well, in this context, specifically, what do you want changed or added to support this budget?
What do I want changed? I think there should be more room for local, for the state governments and local authorities. More money should be channeled through them because, state governments and local authorities understand better about how to deal with COVID. I think we just need to go and look at how we can hire if we can't afford to hire permanently, but at least to contact tracers in the healthcare sector. We need to hire more temporary or interim teachers in the education sector. More needs to be done to prepare our education so that when schools close, the interruption to the education system will be minimal. There should be more assistance. I mean, I know there's this whole talk about EPF, for example, but I think at the end of the day, we must reflect this taking money out of EPF is just a regressive thing in the sense that it's our own money. The government should be putting in because not us taking our own savings out. Retirement savings. So the government should fill in the gaps there. And even for welfare payments, for example, there's a lot more domestic violence. There's a lot more welfare cases are queuing up. And temporary workers can be hired there because this can partly solve the problem of unemployment that we are facing. So I think that's where the government should really focus in.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Nazmi. That was Nick Ahmad, MP for Sathya Wangsa, at the end there with his thoughts on Budget 2021 and earlier giving us some insight into the feeling on the ground in response to the announcement that KL would be a free trading area from November 15th. And I think the most alarming part of that was the fact that this was announced without any consultation whatsoever with the KL MPs themselves.
Yeah, but I think this isn't generally a new thing when it comes to sometimes the federal government and the MPs on the ground, right? right? When we take a look at this temporary license for the next 5 months, there are certain conditions. It's not available to foreigners. All forms must be submitted with a trader's MyCard, a location plan, a picture of the trading site, and a letter from the owner of the premise, if applicable. Sales are only for takeaway, and small-scale frying or cooking is allowed, provided that only the stove is used. Hawker selling dry goods like clothing and all are also permitted. So there are conditions, and not just a free ride here, right? There are things that you need to comply with to ensure that there's no crowding and hygiene concerns.
The government's making it easy to make a living for petty traders. However, right now, as we know, it's already quite messy based on what Nick Nazmi is saying. Enforcement is lacking. So what assurances that we have that hygiene standards are not going to be enforced and that locals are not going to abuse this by selling permits to foreigners?
Definitely some concerns that need to be addressed, and we'll be keeping a close watch on this. But right now we are heading into the 7:30 news bulletin, and after that, a look at the situation in the US. So stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.